Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, you're listening to Gamertag Radio, episode 977. This is your host, Danny. Paris is not going to be joining us because it's his birthday. So whenever you get the chance, give him a shout out. Happy birthday to Paris. Shout him out on Twitter. He's very active there. And I hope he's enjoying his birthday with his family. But he's going to be joining us next time on the podcast to talk about gaming news and everything. There's been a lot of gaming news. So I want to save a lot of that for the next episode. But this one, we're all going to do is fan mail. So I have a couple of questions via email and also voice messages. So remember, make sure to send us emails, questions, voice messages, and it's super easy. Here's how.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So the more questions you sent us, the more we're going to do fan mail. If you guys don't send us questions, there won't be no fan mail. So it's all up to you, the listener. And we have a lot of listeners, but we need your questions. Send it in. We'll make it happen. All right? All right. So head over to gamertagradio.com. Post your comments and feedback. You could also listen to our past episodes. We have plenty of content. A lot of content has been coming out for this year. A couple months ago, I released an exclusive interview with Peter Moore. We talked about the 20th anniversary of Sega Dreamcast. Have you listened to that? Or when we went to a private media event and we got to check out The Outer Worlds for the first time, interview the senior producer of the game. We talked about hands-on impressions. Have you listened to that? We have so much content. So go back, listen to it. Let us know what you think. All right, so shout out to Twifinit. Thank you so much for this, man. We didn't notice. We honestly, one of our listeners gave us a shout out because Twifinit posted an article about the 15 top video game podcasts that you, yes, you, the listener, should be listening to. And guess what? Gamertag Radio is on the list, man. Finally, man. Shout out to Twifinit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving us a shout out, man. So, yes, we have probably a lot of new listeners. So if you found us because of that article, let me know. Hit us up, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. That's fanmail@gamertagradio.com. And we'll give you a shout. All right, so let's go with the first fan mail here. And it's time for fan mail.
fanmail@gamertagradio.com.
Hey, how's it going, Gamertag Radio family? This is your boy, FGC Hitman. I have a two-part question for you guys. The first part is, what do you guys want out of the next generation consoles, including the Stadia, Nintendo, PlayStation 5, Project Scarlet, and what do you expect from the next generation consoles? That's all I got. I enjoy your show. Keep up the great work, and I'm going to keep listening. Take care.
Man, first of all, thank you so much for sending us a voicemail, man. I love hearing from listeners from all over the world. So do me a huge favor. If anybody sends voicemails, let us know where you're from. It's cool to hear people from everywhere, not only in the States, but also international listeners too, man. So the more we do that, we'll give you a shout, your city, your country on the podcast. So I know Paris is going to go. He's going to answer it with more like the technical side too, you know, besides games. But he's the guy I always talk about, like specs and everything, which is cool. For me, honestly, especially coming from a fan from Xbox, is it's all about the games. I don't care about graphics. I don't care about how powerful the console is. Because if honestly, if you don't have the software, if you, the company, yes, you, Microsoft, PlayStation, or Nintendo, if you don't have the game, then what is the purpose of having a powerful console? Honestly, like, it doesn't mean jack. But if you have the content, that's it. That's why Nintendo and PlayStation was very successful during this generation. They're doing great, releasing great content. PlayStation has been releasing amazing games throughout the years of this generation. Man, I remember when I bought when I bought the PlayStation 4, I bought it because of Infamous. I personally, I really enjoy that game. I love it. A lot of people probably won't talk about it much, but I think that was a good game, man. So I got that game. I got Until Dawn. Amazing, amazing game, which is great. God of War. That's another one. Spider-Man. Man, the list goes on and on. So it's all about the game. So that's what I would like to see on the next gen. And sometimes when companies are second place or even third, you know, they become more hungry. They take a lot of more risk. They invest more money on acquiring studios. That's what Xbox has been doing now for the past couple years now. The company has been making a lot of major, major moves that I think is going to benefit us, the gamer. So that's what I would like to see, is more great games. Yes, we're so used to the whole, you know, Fable and, you know, the Halos. But also I would like to see new games, man. Like right now, I mean, this just came out now. The Outer Worlds, one of my favorite games so far of this year. I mean, it's top for sure contender for Game of the Year. That's a great game. You know, I would like to see new IPs too. So, yeah. So thank you for sending the question. I'm going to also play this voicemail maybe in the future again. I'll talk about it with Paris, and maybe he could answer that on the next episode. All right. All right. So let's go with the next voicemail. Let's see who's this.
What's up, peoples? It's your boy MM2K. It's been a long time since I've called in to mess with you guys. And no, I'm not calling in to disagree with Paris, even though Paris doesn't care, I know. And with that being said, I want to deeply apologize if you hear any hammering or nail guns in the back. They're built in a house next to me and it's very loud. Okay, I'm calling because I actually agree with Paris. I want to give him kudos for something he said. Latest episode of the Gamertag Radio, you guys talked about how Ubisoft had to push back games because of the quality. Now, admittedly, I believe Pete Rock, I've talked to you guys in the Discord. Me and Pete Rock, we like games like Ghost Recon Breakpoint and maybe even Fallout 76. I like it. I don't know if he likes it. But when you slap a $60 price tag on a game and then market it to the masses, you're giving the illusion that it's for the masses as well. You know what I'm saying? That it has broad appeal. And those games don't. So I'm in the mind state of Paris. If you're going to do something like this, when you've already got a Wildlands out there, make it a $40 expansion. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make money with the loot boxes and all that stuff for people like me and Pete Rock. You know what I mean? But don't disillusion the whole gaming community. And that way, you guys get the type of games that you want, and then we get the game style that we want, and there's no disruption, no outrage culture, none of that stuff. So I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that, and again, give kudos to Paris. And I love the show, guys. Keep it up. And as always, have a wonderful gaming day.
First of all, man, thank you so much for the voicemail and the conversation. And yes, I agree with that, man. I do agree. Like, look, of course, there's going to be people that love the latest Ghost Recon game, right? Breakpoint. I try my best to actually play it. I played with a couple of our listeners, community members. And it was cool. It was all right. You know, it's not. I just don't see myself actually playing this a lot, because there's so many great content that I've been playing lately that I'd rather focus on that. Here's the thing that really bothers me when I see gaming companies doing this. Why waste money on putting a celebrity or big rapper to be promoting, like, playing your game? Because let's be real, are they fans of Ghost Recon? I mean, I have no idea, man. But I don't know. It just feels forced. Like, they're forcing people, like, hey, look, we have Lil Wayne on a commercial. Check this out. We have a great game. I don't know, man. I love when companies are not really, they're not really, like, pushing it like that. Having a major celebrity promoting the game. I prefer the company to just release a trailer and it doesn't feel forced. Just release a trailer of the gameplay. That's it. And just show it to the masses like that, man. That's going to influence people to buy the game. But those are the things that I feel like is super important, man. I just don't like the whole exaggerated celebrity promoting games. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that. You know what I'm saying? So unless they're huge fans, then that's different. You know what I'm saying? So that's one. Another is, yes, I do agree that I think this game should have been an expansion, make it $40 and just release it like that. And I think it could have been more successful. But here's the problem, man. I feel like they should have not released this game, work on it, make it even better, and release it on a time where it's not too close to the release of The Division 2. That's the problem that I see right now, man. The Division 2 just came out earlier this year, and then months later, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, and they both have raids. They're trying to, like, especially Ghost Recon, it's trying to do, like, a lot of things. I don't know, man. I feel like Ubisoft is making a huge mistake by doing that, releasing the same type of game the same year. It just doesn't make no sense, in my opinion, man. You know, now, if this would have come out a year, 2 years later, I think that would have been great, perfect. That's that. I mean, there's other things too, man. There's going to be people that are going to love Ghost Recon. There's people like me that are kind of like meh about it, you know? But hey, man, at the end of the day, if you're enjoying the game, that's all that matters. Who give a crap what people are saying about the game, if it's bad or not? It's up to you, man. You vote with your wallet. It's your money. You're having fun with it. That's all that matters, man. I still to this day, I always defend Sunset Overdrive. I could care less if people do not like that game. I love it. I think it's a fantastic game. Am I going to convince you to buy it? That's up to you, man. I know I had a great time. I love it. I wish there will be another, like a sequel in the future, you know? So, but thank you for the voicemail, man. I think that was a great question, especially now with all the drama that's going on with Ghost Recon, man. I think that Ubisoft not only released it in a bad time, but all those microtransactions and everything that they were adding in the game, it will throw people off. Like, people will not buy the game based on that. Here's an email. This is from Caleb. He writes, hey, Gamer Tag Raider, this is Caleb. He goes, hey, wanted to go on a mini rant regarding Microsoft/Xbox. I believe they're going to have a strong year in the fall holiday season with the release of Surface, Neo, Project Scarlet, and hopefully Project X Cloud, all relaxing in that time frame. This shows that they want to tackle every single market and go against the newer subscription service that are available for mobile devices such as Google Play Pass and Apple Arcade. As you guys have said many times before, the competition is no longer on how many devices a company can sell. It's more about how many customers can be gained and be sustained through their subscription service. I know I'm a little biased about Xbox, but I do want to hear your thoughts regarding this, because this next year could be a big win that Microsoft/Xbox may need. I think that is going to be a great year for Xbox. I think that seeing what happened this generation, especially in 2013, because that was a very, very bad start for Microsoft when they revealed Xbox One. And then, you know, PlayStation announcing their price. And look how many great games have been coming out this generation for PlayStation. Microsoft needed that, man. They needed to wake up, man. There was a time during the time of the Xbox 360 that there was a lot of great content. The console was great. It was a little iffy at first, you know, with the Red Ring of Death and all that. But, hey, man, Microsoft invested a lot of money on creating great content. There was a lot of third-party exclusives and all that. It was a great time, man. But I think that the company got gassed up, Friday revealed Xbox One, and it was a flop. It just didn't look good. A lot of people just gave up, and they bought the competition. They needed to go through that. Now, Phil Spencer, ever since he took over the company, we've been seeing a lot of great things, man, coming from the company. Hello, just a couple days ago, this was announced on Twitter that I was like, oh my God, this is a genius move. Do you remember a couple months ago, and this was like as a test, you could go to the Microsoft store, buy a console, and you pay monthly for like 24 months or something like that. And you'll buy like the all digital disc free Xbox One S. And that was cool. It wasn't promoted heavily, like, hey, it was just, you know, testing the waters to see how it is. But now, just yesterday, Microsoft announced a new program where you could go and buy any version console that you want from Xbox. It could be Xbox One X, Xbox One S, or Xbox One S all digital. It's all up to you. Not only that, you're getting games from Xbox Game Pass and a lot of things starting from $19.99 every month for 24 months. And there is an upgrade option for Project Scarlet. Genius, genius move. So let's talk about it right now very quick. Let's go with Xbox One X, which, you know, a lot of people can't afford it, but I think this is a very smart move because if you pay this monthly for a certain amount of months, this is smart. Genius, genius. So Xbox One X, it start off with $30, $30.99 every month for 24 months, and you get the Xbox One X console bundle, 24 months of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, limited time, 12-month console upgrade option, and of course, you would save over $100 with all Xbox access, all access. So you just choose a console, enroll to the program, start your Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription, right? And when Scarlet comes up, just do an upgrade. Man, genius move. You know how many people are actually going to be doing this? I'm going to play this voicemail because this relates to the conversation I'm having right now. And, of course, it's the man himself, Keon. Here goes.
What's up, Gamertag Radio? Shout out to you, Danny, and what's going on, Parrish? This is Keon calling from Baltimore. I just wanted to ask you guys your opinion on, and correct me if I am wrong, but Xbox, I believe it's called Xbox All Access, where they were saying that you would be able to upgrade from the X to the Scorpio. Now, that sounds amazing. I remember this was something they had maybe a year ago. It was for a limited time. But my question to you guys is, since this is such a great deal, being able to upgrade to the, Scarlet, being able to upgrade to the Scarlet for free through this deal, do you think that Microsoft will really advertise this and play it up so that more people will know that you can do this? Because I think that was one thing that they kind of fell short of when they actually had the original advertisement of this all-access service. So that's my question to you guys. Do you think that they will really run with this and really advertise it to the average regular consumer to let them know that this is an option, which is a great option? But anyway, don't want to be too long-winded. You guys are absolutely amazing. And congratulations, Danny and Paris, on actually being rated top 15 video game podcasts out there from, what was it, Twin for Night, I believe you said it was, Danny. So anyway, congratulations. I'm rambling. You guys take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Keon. Thank you, Keon. So it's Twiffin' it, by the way, but it's all good, man. So, yes, Keon, I was talking, replying this email from Caleb about Xbox. That's going to be a big year. And I think this is going to be it's going to be a huge year for Xbox in 2020. Xbox All Access, I think, yes, we're going to see this program promoted more to the masses. I see this lasting longer. If you look at the website, you could also upgrade to Project Scarlet. I know a lot of people are probably going to be doing this, man. I mean, everybody does this for phones. You know, I think, again, we are going to see more about this. And also subscription, signing up for Xbox Game Pass. That is the future of gaming. It's no longer going to be like, hey, let me go to a store and buy a game that's $59.99. That's going to go away. It's going to go away. You know, I think it's cool to have it optional there if you want. But honestly, look, just today I went to Cheddar because I was recording some stuff for we did like the Outer Worlds roundtable discussion. We talked about the game and everything there. So shout out to Colin and Jimmy for inviting me. But when I was over there, I asked them, "Oh, so how are we gonna play the game? You bought the game?" They're like, "No, Xbox Game Pass. We have it there. We just talked about it." And I was like, "Man, that's super easy." So yeah, Caleb and Keon. At the end of the day, I think that we're gonna see big things from Microsoft, man. I think right now, what I would like to know, how many games are actually gonna be launching for Project Scarlet? Because here's the thing that worked for Nintendo when Nintendo Switch came out. Yes, they had a launch window, but they spread those games throughout the year and they had great content every year. It's not about releasing 20 games on day one. No, no. It's all about the content. Stretch that out as much as possible. I think it's good to have variety. Just have different type of games on day one. Have the racing games, you know, maybe some sports, right? Also have some adventure game, a shooter. That's what's going to work for them. It works for Nintendo. Spread it out. And I think that's a great idea, in my opinion, you know? So, all right. So this is a Pixel. Will games go up from $60 with the next gen of consoles? No, it's not going to happen. I think that it's going to go away, man. $60, yes, right now to buy the games. But honestly, like I said earlier, it's all about the subscription service. PlayStation now is making a lot of changes. Hopefully, we'll see like first-party games. The day it comes out, it's also available there on PlayStation now. I would like to see that from PlayStation, man. So I really doubt that these games are going to go higher than $60 next generation. Not going to happen. All right, so this is what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to play an audio that this was recorded at Cheddar on it was on Cheddar for Cheddar Esports, and we talked about Project X Cloud. The crew wanted to know more about my feedback about it, my experience. So here's the thing. So when we were recording this, we connected their phone to the TV because we wanted to show that on the like live on TV. So there was a little lag. So one of the co-hosts from Cheddar Esports, Aaron, she was playing and she was looking at the TV and not on the phone. So when she was playing, she was like, "Man, it's like lag." I'm like, "No, it's not lag. The thing is because of the connection, you know, to the TV." So when I was playing, it was fine because I got used to it. I was looking at the phone too. So I think they had like a Note 10 or something like that. So it was good. It was fast. Everything, man. So I have an older phone. So I think I did mention this on the podcast a couple days ago, but it drained my battery like crazy, man. I have an older phone, so of course that's going to happen. So hopefully if this service finally comes out for iOS, I'm definitely going to take advantage of that because I could use my iPad for that, man, and play some Xbox games there, man, you know? So yeah, just wanted to say that very quick, and I'm going to play the audio right now, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, let's take a quick word from our sponsor, the Menlo Club. The Menlo Club is a men's monthly and seasonal subscription that provides style packages for every man, featuring items from 5-4 everyday wear, New Republic footwear, and Grand AC athleisure wear. For just $60 a month or $75 per season, men in the community will receive a curated hand-picked package containing 2-3 items of the latest trends in men's wear. All items are designed by the Menlo Club's in-house team in Los Angeles. Complete a brief style quiz to be matched into a clothing profile that will curate the apparel being sent to you. The Menlo Club's experience team is available to help you via live chat, email, and phone. This is completely hassle-free. No styling fee like their competitors, or free size exchanges and pause or cancel at any time. Receive an extra members only 25% off the menlohouse.com. That is their online e-com store, and you will always receive free shipping. So again, I've talked about this before. I can't dress myself. I'm too old. I'm 46 now. I don't know how to dress myself. My wife dresses me, but this allows me to give the illusion that I actually know how to dress myself because I did the quiz. They matched it to what I prefer to wear, things that I like. It's very stylized, casual, you know, say the athleisure wear, things like that, get shipped to your house, and you get some new threads, and you're looking sharp. You're looking good. That's how you want to look. You don't want your wife or your girlfriend dressing. You want to dress yourself, and this allows you with the Menlo Club to be able to do this. So here's how you can take advantage of this. Get your first monthly or seasonal package for $35 off. That's over 50% off using our promo code GTR. Again, our promo code GTR, just go to themenlohouse.com/club. Use our promo code GTR. Get that $35 off. It's themenlohouse.com, menlohouse.com/club. Go check them out. They kick butt. This is awesome. If you're a guy and you like me on how you dress yourself, you're going to love it. And I want to thank them for sponsoring this episode of Gamertag Radio.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
With services like Google Stadia making headlines constantly, game streaming services seem to be all the rage these days. PS4, of course, has remote play, and just over a year ago at this point, Xbox announced its own service called Project xCloud. Microsoft says that the service will run on smartphones like it's doing behind us, tablets, laptops, and much more. There's a preview of the service going on right now, and a host of Gamertag Radio, Danny Pena, is here to give us his impressions. Danny, thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, man.
Of course. Yeah. So, talk to us. Let's start. Let's turn around. Let's do this thing. Turn around. My legs are big.
Right now I'm playing Halo 5 multiplayer online right now. And it's good, man. Look, this is streaming from the smartphone, man.
So, give it to me from the top, right? Mm-hmm. For Project xCloud, this is just a beta available to select users. What games do you have access to currently?
Well, right now they only have 4 games available. It's Gears 5. Mm-hmm. Oh, we won. Hey, that's good.
Hey. Wow.
Hey! Gears 5, Halo 5, Sea of Thieves, and Killer Instinct. Okay. So you could play this on the go, 4G, and also Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Yeah. And so far, it's been great, man. The connection is good. I know I tested out, went to Times Square the other day.
Wow.
And I was playing Gears 5 at a random Starbucks, and it was good, man.
Over 4G.
Not 4G. I was playing Wi-Fi from there.
Okay, yeah. Not bad. But
I know people that have been playing, riding the bus, train, using 4G.
And probably playing on different phones as well. I know one of our producers, Brandon, he was playing on what? It was like the Note 10 Plus, and then the Galaxy. So Note 10 Plus. But you've been doing it on the Galaxy S7. So how's the performance been? Have you noticed a little bit of a difference? Are there any lag issues with it?
Well, no lag. The only difference is my battery, because it's an older phone.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
The battery was draining like crazy because I was using Bluetooth, and also I was using this too. Right. So.
Yeah, let's queue up for a different, for another game here. Let's get back into it. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned it, you know, you're running on a little bit slightly older hardware, but this is Brandon's Note 10. It's a beautiful phone, and it runs with a bit of input lag from the phone to the display itself, mm-hmm. but on the phone, you think it's pretty one-to-one?
It was good, The only difference is if your connection is not that great, then of course you can see your lag, you know? But so far, I have no issues so far. I'm playing Gears and the Halo 5.
So did you have any issues, like, walk us through the process of signing up for it, right? Do you just get the app and then you log in? And
yeah, so right now, this is only available for Android. This later, I believe this is gonna launch for iOS. So all you need is your Xbox controller, which is Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Download the app. It's going to say to connect. Once you connect, that's it. You go in, log in your gamer tag, and that's it. You play online.
Oh, man. And it takes some time to get into another match.
Yeah. Well, now it's loading up. So it's, as you can see, this is all being streamed to the device. It's not computing anything by itself.
At all. So right now I'm playing Halo 5 multiplayer online.
That's insane. So you're playing with people on Xbox, right?
Yeah, so let's say if you do have a headset, you could connect that to your phone.
Yeah.
Because by default, the app says mute, but you can also voice chat with other people. So
I see.
Let's say you never played an Xbox game.
Yeah.
You don't have an Xbox console, but if you get the service in the future, you can start playing not only Xbox One games, but also the older games.
Can I get a crack at it?
Yeah, go for it. And also, you could play Project Scarlet in the future, too.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you also mentioned when we were having a bit of a chat before the actual show that in the future, you'll be able to stream straight from your console as
From your console, right? Yes. So right now, you only could use the xCloud server. But I know I just read, like, maybe this was like a couple hours ago, that they're also going to launch for the beta that you could stream from your console anywhere else.
So when you stream for your... Okay, so there's two different things going on, right? There's one... So a bit of a lag there, right? And you can see in the top right the Wi-Fi indication coming up saying that
It's the location that we're at right now.
Yeah. Exactly, right? So yeah, that we do have to put that as a disclaimer. We're in the cave, and being a cave, you can't really get that great of service. But we are connected to the Wi-Fi here, but... It's two different services almost, right?
Yes.
One, you're logging into Microsoft's very own server, so you can only play the games that they've provided for you there.
Well, right now, I think it's going to be for everything.
I see.
But for the beta, it's only four games. So I think once the server launches, it's probably going to be whatever you have.
And digital. You think that'll be a subscription service of its own?
Yeah, so let's say you have a smart TV,
yeah,
a Samsung smart TV. And you don't have a console, you could play Xbox by just connecting your controller to the TV.
To your TV.
To the TV and
just
play.
And just streaming it. Yeah. Just like you would stream Netflix,
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. And then the other option is you have your Xbox, you have the games that you've bought personally, and then you can go stream your own games that you own to your device.
And if you have Xbox Game Pass, you could use
that's a lot of games.
Yeah, so I think in the future, it's not even going to be about like, how many consoles they sold. It's more of how many people subscribe to the service, you know?
Right.
So remember, there's gonna be a lot of people with no console, just using probably their smartphones, tablets, TV, maybe Nintendo Switch, who knows? But something like
they could still
play, man, you know?
So what are your thoughts, Aaron? What are, you feel like a bit of a lag
on
it?
I feel like there's a little bit of a lag where it's hard for me to aim, because when I'm aiming,
the person
just instantly shifts over, and I'm like, oh my God.
But I tell you why, because right now we connected the phone to the TV. You have to, technically, you have to use the phone, but because we want to show it to everybody else, we're connected to the TV here, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, that makes sense. So I can see that there's a bit of lag between the phone itself and the TV.
Yes.
Yeah, we got it like connected through a couple of wires here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are phones on the market. This is probably like a bit too much of a technical question, but there are phones on the market that support 144 hertz, like super smooth displays. Mm-hmm. And I know when we're talking PS5, they talked about wanting to support 1080p, 144 hertz. Do you think that's something that might come to the streaming service?
I mean, I think it's going to happen. I know with Stadia, I think they're also launching with 4K, right?
Like, that's true. They have an option.
It is going to happen. It all depends on your speed too, man. You know, but honestly, the majority of people are just going to use lower than 4K.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay, well, guys, this is pretty much the future as you're experiencing it. We're playing Halo 5 on our TVs through a phone with a Bluetooth controller. Multiplayer, that's kind of crazy. Yeah. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. Danny Pena, thank you so much for stopping
by. Anytime, man. Anytime. Thanks for
having me, man. And of course, check out Gamertag Radio, per usual. We will be right back. You know what it is. You're watching Cheddar Esports. We'll see you soon.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Gamertag Radio listeners, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. Remember, head over to our website, gamertagradio.com. Post your comments and feedback there. And let us know. Let us know your thoughts about the show, any questions. And remember, the more voice messages you send to us, the more we'll do fan mail. It's all up to you. You're on a mission. It's all up to you. And I'm calling out those that have never, ever called us. We want you to be part of the show. Send us questions. All right? So that's about it. Until next time, take care. Remember, give a shout to Paris. It's his birthday. All right? Take care, y'all. Until next time, I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.